101X.
We've been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are once again. We have arrived at my favorite point in the week. My good friend, Paul Segura, face-melting guitarist, all-around good guy, and a hell of a brewer on top of all that.
Yeah.
You got it. And Brandon Hernandez, my good friend from San Diego Beer News, is here. Let's have some beer for breakfast.
Beer for breakfast. Guys, we've got a couple beers from a new place called Bock here in San Diego.
Why Bock? B-O-C-K.
B-O-C-K means goat in German. And B-O-C-K, Bock is a family of different lager beers that are all over 6% ABV by German law. And there's a lot of reasons, I think, that people say they call the beer Bock, which literally means goat. One is that the beer has such strength, and if after drinking several of them, the beer sneaks up and kicks you like a goat purportedly does.
I thought you were going to say you might end up with a goat at the end of the evening. I just went a whole different direction.
Well, I mean,
it's probably apt.
Yeah.
I thought like goat, it was like Bock, like what I consider you, the best of craft kind.
Anyway, we've got this place in San Diego that chooses to call itself Bock. Let's drink some beers.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get into it because I'm kind of excited now.
Okay, so the first beer is a Hellesbock, which is sort of a blonde Bock-style beer coming in at 6.2%. It's a lager. It smells Pilsner-esque, but it's higher in ABV, obviously, than a Pilsner because it's 6.2%. I get a lot of bread, I get biscuit, I get a little toast coming off of this.
You can taste that kind of honey-ish sugar character in there, as well as at the end, you get all that lager yeast, that mineralic thing that happens, that kind of cleanses the palate a little bit.
You've got a great palate. You nailed it with the honey thing. It is like honey on biscuit or something, right?
And who doesn't love that? I mean,
but it's got a nice, clean, crisp finish, and it leaves you wanting more. And there's even a slight lingering hoppiness. This is a very well-made beer.
I like this a lot.
I would say so. So a little bit about Bock. It's where Hamilton's Tavern used to be. And the owner of Bottlecraft, who made that empire happen, took it over and built this homage to German bars, you know, a German bar and restaurant. It's really cool. It's very authentic inside. It's got a goat head mounted above the bar, but you'll find one of the most interesting arrays of imported beers as well as local beers. So they're not just bringing you a bunch of German beers, but they are. When they wanted to have house beers, they went to the master. San Diego Beer News Awards Vanguard Brewer of the Year, Doug Hasker from Puesto. So he's making these two beers that we're having today.
Dougie, he makes some of the best lagers in town, undoubtedly. And if anybody's wondering where Hamilton's used to be, it's South 30th Street, South Park.
Yeah, South Park.
And I used to go there a lot back in the day.
Yeah, you did.
A lot. Anyway.
And a reason to go there again now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got this next beer. It's Bock's Maybock. And a Maybock is brewed for the month of May, obviously. It comes out usually in the month of May, but also just in springtime. And the reason that we are talking about both of these Bock beers from Bock is that they're celebrating Frühlingsfest. It's a two-week beer festival to commemorate the arrival of spring, and they're timing it with the Frühlingsfest in Germany, in Munich, where they have Oktoberfest. And Frühlingsfest is always kind of a little sister of Oktoberfest. Smaller celebration to, you know, celebrate the spring. So it goes April 25th to May 11th. And they've got like a maypole with colorful ribbons and wreaths and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they have the contest, pretzel eating, stein holding, things that you would expect, right? A special menu from, like I say, Beer Sauls in there. They're a longtime food truck that gained a lot of popularity for not only making German beer, but also incorporating local craft beer into the recipes. So that's going to be sick. But like I said, this place is really authentic. They're going to make it even more authentic just for this event. So I would get down there if you haven't been there yet.
So what do you guys think of the Maybock?
I love this.
It's a little darker in color, right? It's got sort of a golden, almost caramel-like color.
Yeah.
It's a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Real good.
It's fun tasting these side by side.
Still bready, but it comes across more like caramel in this case than honey. Just delicious. And an example of the kind of beers that you don't typically see around town, but kind of the reason why we need a place like Bock that celebrates German culture.
They have so many different reasons to drink beer there. They have so many celebrations and so many foods and, you know, they brew beer to the season, and I like that.
Absolutely. All right. So let's recap once again the two beers we had today.
The two beers we had today were from Bock. The first was a blonde Hellesbock coming in at 6.2% ABV. The second beer was called Bock's Maybock. It's an amber Maybock coming in at 6.4% ABV.
Gentlemen, so glad we had this time together. As always,
support your local breweries.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.